Enter for a chance to win a lavish plant-based paradise vacation in the Mayan Riviera. Link in the show notes. This episode is brought to you by my friends at Compliment and their incredible Compliment Essential Multi-Nutrient with the 8 critical hard-to-get nutrients on a plant-based diet all in one place. There's no question that the plant-based diet is a nutrient powerhouse. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I preach that all of the time. But no matter how great it is for your long-term health, no diet is perfect. Even a well-planned diet can lack a few important nutrients for your health. That's where Complement Essential comes in. It provides those essential nutrients like vitamin B12 and DHA and EPA omega-3s in science-backed bioavailable amounts, all in a simple capsule you take daily. It even comes in 100% biodegradable packaging that will literally break down in your backyard if you were to bury it. To learn more about Compliment's products and why I choose Essential to complement my diet, go to lovecompliment.com/Ashley and use the code Ashley10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase. Welcome to the Plant-Centered and Thriving Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kitchens. I'm a plant-based registered dietitian and virtual nutrition mentor. I was raised on an Angus cattle farm, grew up with a lot of GI issues, and used the power of plant-based eating to promote healing. Here, you'll find inspiration, ideas, and encouragement for your own plant-based journey. I'm so thrilled you're here today. Let's get started. Welcome to the show. My name is Ashley.
And I'm Katie.
If this is your first time here, we are so thankful you're here. If you've been around for a little while, we are so thankful you are here as well. Today, we have a fun episode for you. Katie and I came up with about 27 gift ideas for the person in your life who is a veg lover. So whether they're vegan, vegetarian, plant-based, we're hoping that these 27 gift ideas, especially since Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Cyber Monday are all coming up, and even just the holidays in general, we're hoping this will give you some ideas if you're like me and haven't bought any gifts yet.
Oh my gosh, it's not even on my radar, but now it is.
I know. Yeah, right. So we put them into about 5 different categories. So we'll kick off and we'll start with food ideas. And we have about 5-ish in each category. But these are some fun ideas, and everything we talk about, as best as we can, we're going to link them in the show notes. So if anything like sparks your interest and you're like, oh yes, this person would love this, there will be a link for you below. If you don't see one, DM us on Instagram and we'll get you one. But we should have everything there for you. So let's start with food, Katie, because if you're plant-based, you're more than likely a food enthusiast to some extent. So here are 6 ideas under food. The first one is a vegan cheese assortment from Miyoko's. And I will say just really quickly, we did this a couple Christmases ago. We ordered an assortment of cheese wheels and it was a hit. We ended up having, I think, 12 people get together and everyone loved them. They were delicious. Even someone who was a little mad that they were vegan, but they still liked them until they found out they were vegans. Another option, this is from Parma Baker. So they ship nationwide and they provide vegan and gluten-free desserts and different treats. I was on their website looking at everything that they offered and I was like, oh my goodness, so many drool worthy, like just different desserts and things like that. So they do some creative stuff. So that's Parma Baker. And then there is an ice cream company, a vegan ice cream company, a dairy-free ice cream company that ships nationwide called Dear Bella. I learned about them in the Veg News magazine and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So they've got a bunch of different varieties of dairy-free ice creams that you can ship to your plant-based person in your life or dairy-free person in your life. Another company that Katie and I are big fans of are Three Girls Vegan Creamery. If you go to their website, which prepare yourself because they definitely have some really delicious looking food. They're up in Connecticut, right, Katie, where you were for a period of time.
Guilford, Connecticut. It's right outside of New Haven. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. So they have different desserts, pizzas, holiday bundles. So if you're even looking for just something to add to your holiday dinner, holiday meal, they have a lot of options there. Their roast looks divine. Like If it wasn't just Nick and I would buy it because it looked so good. I think it feeds like 6 people. So highly recommend checking them out. That's 3 Girls Vegan Creamery. The next company we wrote down was Dough, where you can build your own cookie dough. Yes, it's true. And it's plant-based. So you don't have to worry about any eggs or anything like that. And then as a little bonus, we thought, well, you could also support a local vegan restaurant by getting a gift card. So if someone in your life lives in a city where there is a vegan or vegan friendly or plant-based restaurant, getting a gift card there so that the person that you love can go and enjoy some delicious vegan food there.
Absolutely. I think that's really important because I think restaurants are still feeling the effects from COVID, and we want to take care of our specifically plant-based and vegan restaurants so they can stay around and feed us.
Yes.
All right. Number 2. So this category we kind of consider kind of donations or those gifts that keep on giving. So I love this gift, donating to a sanctuary in honor of the person. So this is perfect for that person that like has everything, or for those animal lovers that you have in your family. One that I really like is the Woodstock Sanctuary in New York. They usually do sponsor a turkey that I've been participating in for the last several years. So as soon as it turns November, you can contact them and they'll send you a picture and you can adopt and save a turkey, and you get the kind of turkey's backstory and you get pictures of them. And so for your family member, you can, you know, donate in their name, and it's really, really fun. There's another one, When Pigs Fly Ranch, that you can sponsor a little piggy as well if you like piggy.
Katie, you turned me on to the Woodstock Sanctuary in the past couple of years because of you. I've also been sponsoring a turkey, and I did 2 in my niece's name last year. And I just thought that was such a great idea. So I appreciate you turning me on to that.
Oh, good. They're such a good organization. And again, a lot of our sanctuaries are struggling after COVID because they, you know, they can't do their tours and they have to kind of keep people away. So any help that you can give them is always nice. We thought, I know Ashley does this. I need to get into it. I used to be really good at it, but a year of composting services. So there's several services that are kind of nationwide that they'll just come and pick up your compost for you. So I just think that is so cool. Because like, if you don't have a yard, or if you don't want to deal with iwi-giwi worms and dirt and stuff, like me, they'll just come and you just kind of keep it in a container on your counter or under your counter, and they'll just come and pick it up. Ashley and I are lucky enough to be in a metropolitan area. So we have farmers markets galore. So check out your local farmers market or CSA, your community supported agriculture, and see if they have some type of produce subscription. So I know ours does. You might have to do a little homework locally, but that would be such a good gift because a lot of times it's fresh. I think it tastes better. And sometimes they'll give you, you know, you can kind of personally pick out like what your favorites are. And a lot of times they may include some unique stuff that's not always at your store.
Yeah. And you're supporting your local farmers, which is kind of cool.
Absolutely. If you got any veg nerds out there, like Ashley and I are, we love veg news. So getting a subscription to veg news, so you're up to date on all the cool stuff. And then they have some kind of customizable plant-based meal or snack subscriptions. So kind of like BarkBox or like your beauty boxes, you can kind of customize them to what you like. So there's one, Ashley, like you like this vegan cuts. That's the one mm-hmm. you like. Mm-hmm.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark. Anyone know where that's from?
Yeah. Jelly of the nice Muff Club.
But you can do like, you mentioned snack boxes, market boxes. They even have beauty boxes. And it's nice because you can do like 3 months or 6 months or a whole year if you want to. So just keeps on giving. All right. We also have some book and cookbooks ideas for you. Some vegan cookbook ideas, things like Plant You. I know that was a top seller.
I love her Instagram. Oh my gosh, she is incredible.
Yep. So if you're not familiar, she does like the scrappy cooking or like, don't throw out your, you know, whatever and use it for this. So very, very creative in the kitchen.
Yes.
There's also Cooking from the Spirit by Tabitha Brown.
Oh gosh. She is my heart. Oh God.
I know. She's so sweet.
I know.
I don't have that cookbook yet, but I'm very curious to take a look at it. I'm hoping our library has it. And then there's Veganomicon by Issa Moskowitz, which is like one of the OG vegan cookbooks. I remember getting her cookbook maybe, Katie, 10 years ago. Someone gifted it to me when they found out I was going plant-based.
Mine is so like oily and greasy, like food splattered. And there is a chunk that my dog took out of one of the corners. I mean, it is rough.
Yeah. You know it's good when.
Yes, exactly.
And then there are inspirational stories or inspirational books like Finding Ultra by Rich Roll. And there's Mad Cowboy by Howard Lyman and Glenn Merzen and Healthy at Last by Eric Adams. So some great inspirational stories. And we know that there are others out there, but those are the ones that we've been either read or have been recommended to us. And then there are educational books, which there are a million out there. There are so many different ones, but some ones that we really like are Intuitive Eating, which isn't necessarily plant-based, but it's a very important book, along with Body Respect, which really challenges fat phobia. Yeah. And then there's Fiber Fueled and the Fiber Fueled Cookbook by Dr. Will Bolsiewicz, which is another great book. And of course, there are so many others out there, like Dr. Greger has How Not to Die, Dr. Campbell has The China Study, and there are a lot of other great ones. So if you have someone in your life who likes more of the educational aspect of things, those might be some great ones for them.
So good. It makes me want to go curl up with a book. Okay. So if you know a plant-based person, they are probably doing some type of kitchen exploration. So we love gadgets. So we have some ideas. A good knife is like number one. So they're going to be chopping a lot of vegetables. So making sure they have a really good knife. So Ashley turned me on to Wusthof. Is that right?
Yep.
And I always tell people it's the best money I ever spent. Like I had no idea how much time I was spending trying to
chop
vegetables. I mean, it was so bad.
It's worth it.
Investing in a good blender. I think I've had mine for, gosh, like 12 years. I think I had something pop up on Facebook, like making my first smoothie. And I think it was like 12 years ago. Wow. So I have a BlendTec. That thing is still going strong. So again, it's an investment, but it's incredible. You can make soups and ice creams and sauces and nut butters and the list goes on and on. So I love, love, love my BlendTec. Vitamix is another good company.
Something that I did for my sister and myself, I bought them refurbished. So if you're wanting something that maybe is a bit more affordable and you don't want to pay full price on like a brand new one, you can do that. And similar to Katie, I bought mine maybe 8 years ago and it's refurbished and it's still going, no issues. So it's worth it.
That idea.
Your smoothies will never be the same. Like, oh my gosh, they're so good.
No. The Instapot. That's always our go-to, or an air fryer. Sometimes you can get a combo. So they just make cooking in bulk. If you guys are meal planners or meal preppers like Ashley and I are, they just make cooking for a lot of people. They just make it so easy. So like making rice and steaming vegetables and frying tofu and just the list goes on and on. So if they don't have that already, that to me, if you can make the investment, is worth it because it makes cooking so much more pleasurable and faster and easier. And then we have just some kind of like fun stuff. So if you really are into like nice cream, there's the fruit soft serve maker by Yonana that we'll put the link in. There's also the automatic nut milk maker, kind of like the Milky Plant. You follow us on Instagram if you want to make your own nut milk. So Ashley, what was your favorite flavor that you made again? I forgot.
Oh my gosh. Well, we end up making so many. So I feel like, walnut was the first one that I really, really liked, but then Nick started going wild with all these combinations of like adding dates and hemp seeds and oats. And it was just endless, the things that we could do. I saw someone do banana milk in it and I was like, what? So yeah, a lot of options there.
I just love that idea. I would love to have one. Maybe Santa will bring it to me. Too bad I'm naughty and not nice. And then some other cool stuff, like if they're into sprouts, so in microgreens, there's a lot of kits out there where you can start your own sprouting, which I think is relatively easy and cost effective. But again, there's so many nutrients in the microgreens. So a perfect addition if you have someone that likes smoothies or, you know, is just kind of like a nutrition nut. This one's really cool. If you like mushrooms, you know, oyster mushrooms are kind of expensive. So you can buy an oyster mushroom log kit and grow your own oyster mushrooms. I think that would be so cool.
I think so too. Really creative.
Yes. And then last but not least, tofu press. So how much tofu do we eat? A lot of times we will use the old heavy book and towel process, which is great, but it might be nice to have one specifically, you know, a tool specifically to make your tofu pressing a little bit easier.
Yes. Those are all great ideas. I love them. So our last but not least, we're going to do education / interactive, and we'll kick off from an education standpoint with our course, which we are offering $100 off for November and December. You can use the code HOLIDAY22 and that'll get you $100 off. So you can give that to a friend or gift it to yourself, because we talk about meal planning and meal prepping, intuitive eating, and how to go plant-based. So highly recommend that. There's also vegan virtual cooking classes. So if you will include a link in the show notes, but if you even just do a quick Google search, you'll be able to find virtual vegan cooking classes for really at any for any skill level. And those are kind of fun. You can also plan a trip to a local sanctuary. Katie and I, we went to our local sanctuary, which is about 45 minutes away, I think, for both of us. And it was such a wonderful experience. And a lot of sanctuaries, they put on different events. And so maybe you can research one that's coming up sometime next year or, you know, coming up soon and plan to go with your friend or family member who is very into plant-based vegan eating. There's also something called the Big Vegan Cheese Making Kit. So that can be kind of fun for someone who likes to be creative in the kitchen and experiment and try new things. Get them a vegan cheese making kit. And then last but not least, there is a kombucha brewing kit. And we'll include a link for that, obviously, in the show notes as well. But again, that's just for someone who likes to experiment, try different things. That could be a fun little gift for them to try over the holidays or next year. And maybe you can partake in taste testing what they come up with.
Ooh, I love that.
So everything, like we said, is below in the show notes. If anything piques your interest and you're like, ooh, this would be great for so-and-so, definitely check it out. Other than that, we hope you have a wonderful, if you celebrate Thanksgiving, a wonderful Thanksgiving, which is coming up in a few days, and just a safe and happy holiday season in general, because right about now is when things start to get wild.
Oh, so fuck left. My most stressful time of year.
I know. And every year I'm like, why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, wait till I'm like, when is it New Year's? I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah. But have fun. Have fun with your friends, family, whoever you're going to be surrounded with. Or if you're going to be by yourself, have a great time spending time with yourself, which is the most important person in your life.
Heck yes.
All right. We will catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening with us today.
Yes. We love you guys so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Plant Centered and Thriving podcast today. If you found this episode inspiring, please share it with a friend or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally say thank you. Until next time, keep thriving.